Time now on Lisa Brady, Fox News. Russia's decision to free a detained American during high tension with the West over the war in Ukraine, prompting questions at the White House, which won't speculate on Russia's motives, but says the release will have no bearing on U.S. opinions about the war.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the prisoner exchange that freed Marine Trevor Reed is an accomplishment. But as it concerns Russia's Ukraine invasion, what has not changed is
our approach or view, opposition, or the president's intention to put forward a package in the coming days to help continue to support the Ukrainians.
Psaki says she won't speculate on how Russia has viewed the exchange. Two other Americans, women's basketball star Brittany Griner and security executive Paul Whelan, are still detained in Russia.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, Whelan's family expressing diminishing hope. The UN working to coordinate a complex evacuation of besieged civilians at a steel plant in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol after President Putin agreed in principle to let the UN and Red Cross take part. But for now, talks continue. Meantime, powerful explosions just reported in the southern city of Kherson, which is occupied by Russians. A 14-year-old boy accused of killing a 10-year-old girl in Wisconsin is ordered held on $1 million cash bond, the judge agreeing with the request made by District Attorney Wade Newell.
Given the statements that the defendant made to law enforcement that his intention was to rape and kill the victim from the get-go when he left the house with the victim going down the trail, state believes that there is a need to protect the community.
The body of Lily Peters was found along a walking trail a day after she went missing while coming back from an aunt's house a few blocks away. The boy's charged with intentional homicide and sexual assault. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The pandemic isn't over. That from the White House after top advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci said the U.S. was out of the pandemic phase. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says what he meant is that we're in a different phase, but that people still need to protect themselves. A congressional probe of the opioid epidemic accuses a consulting firm, McKinsey & Company, of conflicts of interest, including serving both the FDA and Purdue Pharma and failing to disclose those conflicts to the FDA. The Oversight Committee holding a hearing on the report.
McKinsey has apologized for some of its conduct. But McKinsey & Company managing partner Bob Sternfeld says the firm did not advise the FDA on opioids.
As both McKinsey and the FDA have made clear, our work for the FDA focused on administrative and operational topics, including improvements to organization structure, business processes, and technology.
Patricia Godsey is a Richmond, Virginia mom who lost her daughter, Cassie, to an opioid overdose.
Finding your daughter on the floor with a needle still in her hand, it's an image I'll never get out of my head.
In Washington, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Actor Michael J. Fox, who became an advocate for medical research after being diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, will be the subject of a new documentary.
The doc was grabbed by Apple Original Films and is currently in production. The film is still untitled and will follow the Canadian-born actor's extraordinary career, documenting his rise to the pinnacle of the movie and television business, thanks to his roles as Alex P. Keaton in Family Ties.
Mallory, I'm not just a guy. I like to think of myself as a guy and a half.
And in the Back to the Future film franchise. We'll also look at his struggles with fame, as well as his diagnosis with Parkinson's at 29 years old. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The Dow finishes up 62 points, but shed most of today's gains after yesterday's sell-off. The Nasdaq down 2 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.